This week on Clown College.
No fruit juice is Kool-Aid.
Vegetable tacos.
Oh, we got cheese spread with jalapenos.
Jalapeno cashews.
You want to tell people what this feels like? Mm. Oh, you got the Reese's?
You want to try? Why is this one bar of sour Skittle? Is this how they all come?
No.
I don't know how old these are. I got these before.
This one is on its cycle right now, dude.
Oatmeal chocolate chunk cookie. That's pretty good.
Double chunk chocolate.
Chocolate chunk cookie. Sorry, your aunt died.
Yo, what is it?
Chucky
is this gum?
Butter?
No, why am I tasting blood?
You get gum?
It's not a laxative gum. Some people...
Laxative.
I see blood.
Brandon hurt himself opening.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Panasonic, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon,
just know if somebody diddles you, document it.
Brandon's probably pulling enough for five people. Brandon's getting 500%.
The drill sergeant's gonna look at him like,
Brandon's five-star diddly.
The diddler. No, I was talking about you remember P. Diddy, everybody would say diddler.
Yeah.
I found I got a P. Diddy watch also. That's crazy.
What do you mean you got a PhD watch?
They gave it to me years ago. Like, it was Sean, whatever his real name is. I got
Sean
that
John?
Watch. Yeah, I got the Sean John watch. And then I had the necklace that I broke.
He was hot for a while. You remember that? Sean John had some good shit. The, metallic denim jeans that everybody wore.
That sounds terrible.
And they were so oversized, and you wore a long white tee with
them. Man, fashion did make sense.
But metallic jeans? Like, if somebody took a flash photo of you, would they light up on the picture?
Oh, yeah.
For real?
And some people crease them up real, real good.
Crease them?
Yeah.
I thought creases were frowned upon.
Oh, now. But back in the day, what you put in?
Metallic jeans. Sean John.
You got to put early 2000s.
Early 2000s.
I don't like this, man.
It's nothing like that. It's
Those are $600. Sean John jeans for $600.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that him wearing them right there?
So go to the left, the second one from the left.
Right here?
Yeah, so like that.
That?
Yeah, dude.
That looks...
Dude, that was hot.
Are those shorts or are they
that's
actually
217.
Those are probably shorts, but they're just as long as pants. And that's what we need to go back to.
See, the shorts that I wear are like
John
the length of the back
shorts
pockets.
Aren't short, aren't long enough. Yeah, that's...
Expensive as hell.
JJ.
Yes.
We got a special guest today, don't
we? We do. As always, every guest we have on this podcast is special,
in
except the ones that we talk about after they leave. And Brandon knows who I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Which one?
Oh, I know. Scrappy Doo, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Or
are you talking about special?
For as long as that. Well, anyways.
Okay. Yeah, who we got, baby?
We have a very special guest today. He's still in the military?
Yeah, I'm in the Guard.
In the Guard.
Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
And everything that you do to protect us and our civil liberties and freedoms.
It's a hobby job, dude. Thank you.
It's Ian Miller, dude.
Hey.
But we do have beef, and I do want to bring this up first thing. Ian Miller ignored me one time when he saw me in public at Taco Mama. I was sitting there with two of my coworkers and my girlfriend, and I saw Ian walk into the restaurant with this girl, but while he was walking in, because we were sitting outside, and while he was walking in, I was like, hey, Ian, and immediately turned. He was like, hey, I wasn't going to bother you. So I know he saw me before I saw him, and he was just going to walk by and ignore me, dude.
Did he do like that little kid where he like looks back like that?
No, he was, I could tell he was focusing on looking dead ahead. Like, he didn't even want to give the impression that I knew, but as soon as like, hey, Ian, he like, before I even said his name, he's turning.
I heard your voice, and JJ, I forgot your name. I had just been telling that woman before about how Dom got tased in my backyard. And then I was like, what's JJ's name?
It is a hard one to remember.
And then it was the first day, too, so I was like, all right, I'll see you later, JJ. That didn't work out. It was fun.
I understand that. Like, that's very understandable.
Well, I had my name tag on.
I was talking about the walking thing.
Did you really?
No, I didn't. The walking thing. Like, when you see somebody, it's like, you're like, dang, man, I don't know if I should go in that corner and be like, hey, man, because, like, what if they're doing some stuff? You know what I mean?
Like, so what the fuck are you? Are you talking about, like, at a store?
Yeah, I showed up early to Taco Mama.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like,
All right.
What kind of stuff are they doing?
Yeah. No, I'm talking about like when you go to Taco Mama and you see somebody and you'll be like, dang, man, maybe they're like, you know, I don't know. It's just, maybe it's the overthinking or something. We'd be like, let's look forward. Yeah.
You guys have something in common.
Yes, I feel that. It is
like
awesome.
ADHD or something. We just can't multitask. It's hard.
Yeah, Jessica reminds me of that.
I would understand if it was somebody that, like, I just. You kind of knew. We know each other. We've known of each other.
There were so many things going on in my head that, when I thought I heard you the first time I went in, and then when I walked back out because I was gonna go back to my car because like she was running late, and then I was like, oh, fuck, what's JJ's name? And then it was an awkward interaction, and then it was a
no. You had an awkward interaction. Never would fuck it, dude.
It happens.
You know, Brandon, if I saw you in public, or you saw me and you didn't say anything, dude, I'd be pissed at you, man.
Damn,
I would too.
But I'll say something to y'all.
Okay,
I got you. I'd be like, man, what up, man? Come over here.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, damn. Come on, man. Don't do that. I'll be like, I'll back up.
That is
like
funny. That. You make them say something. Yeah, you're like, get the fuck away from me.
I'll be like, yeah, you're like, get the fuck back, nigga. Oh, whoa, man. I can't believe you said that.
Hey, you following Conor McGregor's footsteps.
Yeah, I'll beat up a Mexican guy and then call a Muslim guy the N-word.
A lot of times, too.
Yeah, that was a lot.
I heard about that from y'all, and maybe throw something at a tour bus. Yeah.
Damn, you want me to read it to you?
Yeah, sure. Please,
yeah, I got you. Hold on, let me put this screen record back on so we can all see, and I will search this up real quick with what Connor said.
Yeah, let's get the Sean John jean shorts off.
Dude, those are fucking fire. That brings back so many memories.
They're $300. That's wild.
John Cena definitely owns a couple pairs of those.
Damn. Oh, guaranteed. Back in 2002? SmackDown Know Your Role? Hell yeah. All right, let's see. Let's see. Hold up. Wrong
comment.
One.
Tweet.
To Khabib. Let's see right here. Damn, he's always saying shit to Khabib. All right, fuck, let's go on the news.
It's been years, dude.
Let's put nigga
the racist rant. Yeah. No, it's
there. Oh, it is
there. Hold up.
The racist rant, yeah.
The slur-filled rant, all right. Let's go down here. Man, you can find this easily on Instagram. Okay, what the fuck is the prostate? We were talking about prostates earlier. Like prostate.
There it is, the first.
The first one. Okay, he said, show your wife, nigga. Show your kids, nigga.
Can you do the Irish accent?
Yeah.
Then right. Start from the beginning. All right.
15 minutes, I'm done. No, hold on. 15 minutes, I done Jose Aldo. 15 seconds, your wife, nigga. Show your wife, niggas. No, show your kids, nigga. The Irishman wrote with the screenshot of his post preserved by MMA Junkie. Cousin fuck, nigga. Motherfucking nigga. Hiding motherfucker. Show us you and your cousin's kids together because we have kids here in Ireland that want to smoke them in competition. Are they competing or what? Are you saying Ireland versus Dakistan? Where's your offspring? We can't wait to see them. The best Dakistan offspring, Dakistan. What do we think? Is it true? Who's next? Cause Fatso with the coach whistle
Why you freaked out?
Man, you want me keep going?
Yeah. Nah. Wait, why are you doing a Nigerian?
Yeah, I want to know why. That's Nigerian. Like, Jamaican. No, that immediately.
Yes, yeah.
He just sounds like the guy. Why are you gay?
No, no, Nigerian.
You are the gay.
Hold on, let me try. Let's see.
You were just,
I'm Conor McGregor. Is that better?
Do it again.
I'm Conor McGregor.
Can you anybody here do it?
Absolutely fuck not.
You can't? Try, well, I'll try. I don't know if I could do one.
Oh,
hey,
fine.
will you play Conor talking real quick?
Yeah, I got you.
I just can you do it?
If I can try to repeat something he says.
Yeah, that's, let's
I'm not good it. At Conor Irish McGregor.
Yeah, neither am I.
You could just press on any video.
I can only do Asian.
The UFC
accents.
Victory speech.
If it's any one of,
yeah. Here go one.
There I'm not doing a speech, dude.
I've spent a lot of time, Joe.
I spent a lot of time, Joe.
I spent a lot of time, Joe.
Okay. I'm standing in front of everybody.
I got it now.
I ridiculed everyone on the roster.
Yep.
I'd like to take this chance to apologize.
To absolutely nobody. Including but not limited to saying the N-word three times in three sentences.
I'd like to apologize to absolutely nobody.
There you go. That's better.
That's good.
Yeah, I just had to see it.
Yep. Just want to tell you, Joe.
Just want
I
to
just
tell
want
you,
to
Joe.
Tell you, Brandon, no matter how many times they touch you.
What the fuck? Oh, damn.
They can't take your heart.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm on break.
He did a William Wallace.
He said he couldn't take my
brave cock.
Can't take your heart, but I'll take your dick. You're like, oh, shit. Thought we were acting like something happened.
It is funny to think of like him saying the N-word with an Irish accent.
Yeah.
I wonder how he says it.
Me too.
I'm not gonna try.
He lets it go. I know that.
You can get AI to do Conor McGregor's voice and read out his.
That would be great.
And you look, he date AI.
Dude, I walked into work
like
this
Joaquin
one day.
Phoenix and her.
They, yeah. They asked if I was leaving them for the police department. Someone asked if Siri broke up with me. And another dude said, I look like I beat the waifu pillow that I sleep with.
Wow. who said all this?
These are coworkers.
Oh, wow.
That's fucking good.
It's true. It's
some
true.
Of them don't have a job anymore. It's not because I did any IT shit that got them in trouble.
Oh, damn.
They just don't work there anymore.
Hmm. Okay.
Damn, man. I mean, if it helps, when I was a kid, I was like, that might be the shit. That's why shit. I was alone. I was like, I guess AI is it. Get a little robot.
Hold on a second. Let's pause for a quick.
Okay.
I have this camera in JJ's. What fucking camera is it?
Thank you guys so much for inviting me. Sometimes I feel like people, like, I know, like, it's important that people have their voice, but, like, I also need a voice to talk about these things, too. I was getting all of my groceries and stuff like that, and I finished my groceries, and I had $20 left over, and I look over, and there's this man. He was of race, like, kind of maybe a little darker. So I was like, this is good, right? This is good. But then, like, it wasn't good because, like, I don't know. Anyways. I just think, you know what, I'm gonna do something nice for him. And so I decide I'm gonna give this man $20 that I have left over, right? So I approach him. I said that I noticed that I've noticed your condition and we're really close to Kwanzaa. And I just really, he said he was like a lawyer and stuff, but like, ma'am, I don't know you. I'm on the phone with my wife. You know, you're making me very uncomfortable and I just don't understand it. I don't know, it was just this hard situation. Like, I'm trying to be a good person, right? I have never been racist in my entire life. And then all of a sudden, like, there's all this stuff going on me. And I'm just like, I'm just trying to give this guy $20 because, like, I think we're not going to get over the race thing. We can't stop, like, we can't end racism without helping one another. And if I'm trying to help you end racism, I need you also to, like, meet me, right? I feel like, I mean, I don't want to get all into my beliefs on that, but, like, meet me a little bit, you know what I mean? So I'm trying to give him this $20 because I care, right? I care. And he wouldn't take it. And then so I started crying, which just really upset people. So then, like, somebody called the cops, which I was just like, maybe they can help, you know? I don't know. And then, like, the police showed up and I'm not allowed at the Publix on 72. And I don't know. I just feel like maybe I could have handled that differently.
I seen you graduated to the Carhartt shirts, man. Dude, that's good.
When I was in the widest place in the world, Wilcock, Alabama.
Never. I've never even been
Millbrook,
there.
Millbrook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Millbrook. Yeah. I was in Millbrook. Then we went to
Wilcock.
We went to Birmingham and then went to a Carhartt, and they had like banging shit for cheap.
They have a Carhartt outlet in Birmingham?
Yeah.
I bet it's like the fucking Piggly Wiggly's got in Mountain Brook. It's appropriated shit.
Oh, yeah.
What you mean?
Like, fucking go to, there's a Piggly Wiggly at Mountain Brook that, it's not like the Piggly Wiggly used to have out in, like, Harvest and shit.
Yeah, they got blown away by the tornado.
Blown away by the tornado.
That's how you know it's a real Piggly Wiggly, dude, is when you get, I remember my grandpa used to know an older gentleman that worked there, and I just remember being a kid, and he was like, we had to get in the freezer. That's all I remember. The whole fucking thing blew away.
Yeah.
It was a tornado, yeah.
There was
and they lived?
Yeah, they were in the freezer, man.
Yeah,
because I was in high school when that happened. So like we were just out for a week. So it was also when they got Osama. We didn't have power. I didn't give a fuck.
Based.
Like I remember there were toilets like in the street because Anderson Hills, one of the subdivisions, just gets blown away every time a tornado. It looked like Daniel Tosh made fun of us on Tosh.0 because it looked like God just wiped his thumb through Alabama. And people's like toilets were in the street and shit. But I was on a plane once and a dude was like, so you don't have to like tell me much. I'm sorry, this is not a well coordinated story, but he's like, just tell me where you get your groceries from. Is it from like Walmart, Publix, or like a Piggly Wiggly? I was like, well, Piggly Wiggly blew away. He's like, that's all I need to hear.
I you're gonna be like, I was on the plane. He asked me about the April 27th tornado.
This was in 2011, right?
Yeah, that was 2011. So this would have been like that airplane ride would have been like 2014 or something. Yeah, because I was already in the guard.
Yeah, that was rough.
It was a weird conversation.
Piggly Wiggly was a weird grocery store because they had like a bullpen in the middle of the grocery store with all the glass around it.
Yeah,
I never understood what that was for.
What?
There's always a dude in there.
Hmm.
It was like this glass box in the middle of the grocery store.
Look that up. Glass box?
That might have been a testing facility that I was at. Yeah, I was getting. But I do remember that very clearly.
A glass box in the middle with a dude in it.
Yeah, and a big Hawaiian guy that kind of looked like he would sit in there. I'm not even joking.
Are you for real?
Yes.
For what?
I don't know. Maybe that's where the cigarettes were or something.
Let me. Hold up, let me get
I don't
this.
Think this is normal.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Know, I don't think this is everywhere.
But at the Piggly Wiggly,
they have a Hawaiian
they had a
dude
guy that
there?
Would dress up in the Piggly.
The mascot.
He was a lobster they were selling.
You said that was a lobster?
Tap on the glass. You like
oh, yeah, like the little like lobster cage or whatever where the lobsters are like trying to fight, but they got their pincers
the
like,
in there.
Yeah. Wristband together.
You can go fight him for $10.
Bet on the lobsters.
What do you?
He said that was lobster. So I was like, okay, Piggly Wiggly lobster cage. That's nothing.
He said like a lobster.
Oh,
cage.
Like a lobster. Yeah.
Dude, that's when America started getting soft, man. When we took the lobster tank out. Yeah. Of
we used to be a real country until we took out the cage fighting with the lobsters.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Dude, I saw this video of a restaurant in Japan. They have like these shrimps in a little like a glass container, and they pour vodka in there, and they're like jumping and freaking the fuck out because apparently they can't breathe when you pour that stuff in there, and they die a slow death, and apparently it makes
that's
it taste
horrible.
Better. And they do it like at the table in front of it, and it was like one of the white women that do the traveling pages. On Instagram, and she was like crying in the restaurant and shit.
Are you serious? There's fucking shrimp.
When in Rome, you gotta adhere to the culture, bro.
I mean, now you can vodka flavored shrimp though, because it burns out the alcohol, but it keeps flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm allergic to shrimp, dude. I won't eat it anyway.
But you wouldn't mind seeing them die.
I'd love to see it.
Slow, painful death. Right?
Yeah, I love it.
I bet you wouldn't.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
JJ's all for animal cruelty.
Human.
All right.
Damn, man.
Speaking of animal cruelty, you did a show in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Tupelo, yeah.
Tupelo.
Yeah.
Did you was the great KC there? Yeah, from the show. You
oh
know,
my god,
Kings of Tupelo.
Dude.
Kings of Tupelo.
You did a show there. That's awesome.
I haven't seen
man.
Kings of Tupelo. I just remember it was the Amsterdam Bar and Grill, and it was a Palestinian deli. And like Logan Peters hadn't really advertised it. They pulled some dudes off the street. So me and Andrew Ledbetter were just there, and they had some one-armed dude from New York flew down for the show too. We're just like, all right. People are trying to have family dinner, and then like the worst local open micers are doing their worst 15 minutes. It was a great time.
That sounds like
a street
shawarma,
joke. Though.
Oh wow.
Okay.
I do like me some chicken shawarma. And he paid. Paid like $50.
There you go. That's a win.
Yeah.
At least you didn't get hurt out there.
Didn't get
they
hurt.
They would have cut you up and sold your body
yeah.
parts
yeah.
on the black market.
That's what happens in Tupelo.
At the North Mississippi Medical Center.
I do too.
Right after that show, my buddy became a recruiter out in Tupelo for the Army. Mm-hmm.
Did he do like an Elvis gimmick?
Have to.
Yeah, they really liked Elvis jokes.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
The women love it, dude. They're like obsessed with it. It's crazy to me. I don't know. Old women like... And Elvis is just like, gosh,
it gets them still more.
I don't like it.
I had a boss that apparently saw Elvis live, and that he's like,
what is your boss?
He's about 60, but it really like, I was scratching my brain like, how old were you when you went and saw Elvis? I thought Elvis died like forever ago.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
well, he died in like the
78, right?
70, yeah.
Yeah, let
like
me
that.
See. Forever I think it was
ago.
1978. Hammer throw the toilet.
That's 50 years
that's
ago.
That's not long at all.
That's
very
like
recent. 10
years before I was born. That's it.
That was 50 years ago.
That's not long. That's very recent.
Brandon, what are you talking
about? Oh, I was a year off. 1977. Hemorrhage on that toilet.
You just got to give Brandon 3 plus minus, right?
Yes.
On years. Give him 3 plus minus. He's good. He's golden. Yeah.
Brandon, what year did... I'm trying to think of something that was big, but not that. Princess Diana.
Princess Diana, what was it, 1994? Or
98.
Mm. I don't know.
Well, what's your final answer, dude?
I'm going to say 96.
Okay.
Do you guys have an answer?
It probably is 96. I'd say 97.
I was thinking 94 because it was his first guess.
Yeah.
And I trust him.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 92.
92?
92,
let's see. No, that's way.
Diana Ross. No,
she met Tupac.
Diana.
She met Tupac?
Diana.
Do you think he had something to do with her death?
Yeah, you never know.
Princess
maybe
of
P. Diddy did because he was trying to get Tupac. What is it?
1997.
Hey!
Oh, I get these deaths right. I get them right.
I mean, dying during the Jordan years, that's peak. You mean yeah. There's nothing else to see.
I mean, that sucks, right? Though.
Might as well
die. It didn't get better.
No, I mean, what happened after this? 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
Ebola.
Ebola.
COVID.
COVID. Mm-hmm. You know.
What
not a bad shit.
This
what
podcast.
That's a highlight. I don't know what you're talking about.
It's true. I like to think she's watching from the big castle in the sky, dude.
Yeah.
Tales on the passes.
I think castle in the sky, is that not a Nazi thing?
Is it?
Let's find out.
That was a show that was written around like if the Nazis won.
No, castles in the sky is from that Bill Withers song. You know what I'm talking about? You don't know Bill Withers?
No.
Ooh, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
We can make it if we try.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, this is not what I was thinking about.
That's
the
a
hell?
Literal castle in the sky.
Yeah, that, I think that was a Howl's Moving Castle. That's a Ghibli film.
Hmm. Oh, you watch anime, Ian?
Dude, look at me. Of course.
Oh, man.
What's your favorite anime? I know Dom's really into this conversation.
Yeah, go ahead. Go at it. I like to learn.
Fuck, that's tough. I think Yu Yu Hakusho was pretty
ooh,
good.
Me too.
Yeah, because it had like a good run, and it's what they base all like tournament arcs around now. And for some reason, they had teenagers just strip the fuck out. For
that's there's what you,
yeah,
you're into.
No, I mean not. But it,
oh wow,
that was not a decisive no. That was more like a passive yes.
But like,
mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
That's my favorite theme song.
It does have a good theme song. They base like that's the archetype for a bunch of characters. I finished Attack on Titan the other day because since I had COVID, I was just binging shit while I was working, and that one is something. That JJK was good.
I tried to get into that.
I've heard y'all talk
one.
About anime on the podcast.
I ate
before.
That finger that he ate. I got the gummy bear one of it, the life size one. Ate that finger.
How'd it feel?
Did you get a curse?
Man, you would think it didn't taste that good. But it was tough.
So his
it was
finger,
very
his
tough.
Finger.
So basically, it's called Jujutsu Kaisen, and the guy eats like the finger of this demon or something, and he gets these powers, but it's called a curse because he also turns into like this demon guy, and the demon guy can take him over, but he has like enhanced powers and stuff.
I stopped listening about 130 seconds ago.
Dude, you'll listen to this. My favorite anime as of late is this anime called Blue Lock.
Okay.
The soccer one?
It's about cute boys that play soccer and try their hardest.
What's it called?
It's Blue Lock.
It's called
Blue
Lock.
I'm just joking, man. I'm just messing with
y'all. Yeah, it was joking.
You said Blue Rock?
Wait. Backspace on the R? What was that first result?
Blue Chew Couple.
What is that about? What is that about, dude?
This is definitely for a skittison, so I don't know which one it was.
Blue Lock.
It's prescribed, guys.
But it's about cute boys that play soccer and try their best at soccer. Look at that, dude. Look at how cute these guys are.
Bro, what's up with the cute?
They're shirtless boys.
Oh no!
And they get in the locker
all
room.
Underage.
Yeah, these guys are like 17, max.
Red is gonna binge watch it tonight. You ever seen this?
Nope.
You gonna watch it?
Nope.
I do like this anime because it's so funny. The sports animes are so ridiculous.
They're
like,
all over the top.
They take the most mundane, like one pass will take 5 minutes because it's like they go to every single character and like how they feel and how they're reacting to them.
Oh,
everybody's
God.
Acting like it's World War III, like life and death.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
You seen the boxing one they got? I forgot. It was like in the 90s. I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah. It's
there's
perfect.
A lot of those. I remember hearing that Demon Slayer, the author came out. I was like, yeah, guys, I drew all that like flashy stuff with the swords just to keep y'all's attention because none of them, they're really just swinging swords.
Mm-hmm.
All the Japanese characters, they don't see none of that.
Swords.
I don't see how you
they have
do
a
it.
Michael Jackson looking villain.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's ridiculous, dude.
Is it like whenever like we showed you, black movies? Is it like this? You got to show me anime? Or what would be your thing to show me?
I don't know. Maybe like Ken Burns documentaries about Vietnam and World War II.
Ooh, yeah, I'm down for that.
Or like serial killer documentaries.
There you go.
But you know, but I don't like to show the tricks of the trade. Those are some outdated methods. We got newer stuff going on.
When you watch them, are you like a magician that watches somebody give away the tricks?
No, it's like I'm in class taking notes. It's like learning from the goats. It's like, what did Richard Ramirez used to do?
I watch Office Space like it's game film. Like, just taking notes.
I feel like you take all your notes in Excel.
I hate Excel.
Damn, man.
I have a Word doc just titled Scratch Notes or Scratch Pad.
Each cell is a word.
I have personal beef with every engineer in my office.
You're an engineer?
No, I'm not, but I had to replace an engineer as their sysadmin, and all of their instructions are written for other autistic engineers, so there's a bunch of steps missing.
You fit right in there.
They're all old, so like none of them really, they talk about weird shit, or they just don't talk at all. I wish I felt it. Like, fit in there.
I wish I fit in.
I feel like you probably do, man. Right? Like you probably have a good time.
Not that. Like when I like was supporting an office where like the median age was this.
Oh.
Like that's a lot easier. Now like the youngest dude before me is like 36.
Oh.
And
wow.
Yeah, the rest of them are like in their 50s.
Wow. 36.
I like how this.
How old are you? I never asked.
I'm 29.
Oh, yeah, we're close.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 21.
Yeah, I thought you and JJ were a lot older than you were.
Really? How old do I look? Like, if you saw me in the street.
Well, now I know you're 21.
No, like, if you didn't know.
I think originally I probably thought you were, like, 22 or something.
Oh. If you were on a blind dating show, people would say, like, 75.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
By your references.
Just with the voice. Yeah.
Did you just hear Ian?
What?
He said, I thought you guys were a lot older. And he was like, well, he's like, I know you're 21 now. I probably thought you were 22.
Dang. Dude, oh, my God. Dude,
so
I was watching the AFC Championship at the, just like a little bit of it at this, at my friend Lucas's house. And his girlfriend was sitting there and she was like, man, it's only 6:41. It feels a lot later. And Lucas was like, yeah, it feels like 7 o'clock. Like, what the? Dude, he also, like, I hate to put him on blast, dude, but it's so fucking funny. Like, we're watching the game, and he's like, why'd they kick it? Like, it was fourth down. Like, I just slowly realized he didn't know how football works. Like, not even the basic stuff. And then it feels like 7 o'clock. Like, oh, this is more than, okay.
He wasn't fucking around?
No. <Yeah. laughs>
That's a good joke, if he was fucking around.
He wasn't. Still funny, though.
Yeah. Ian, what's up, man?
Not much, dude. I don't have COVID anymore. Life's good. Yeah, man. That's about
it. Is your favorite food imitation crab Rangoons?
No.
No.
Well, we got some faulty information.
Yeah, I can't wait to see like, what y'all looked up. Wow. Well,
so, I got one.
Well, go ahead.
So I remember earlier you were talking about, you know what, we'll just say this. So you grew up with three-legged dogs. Is
yeah,
that
no,
true?
I had a three-legged dog named Courage. She got hit as a puppy. Oh, she was an Australian Shepherd. Yeah, she was a good dog. Yeah,
good dog.
Yeah,
was she named Courage after the Courage, TV
yeah,
show?
Absolutely.
So I see there's yeah. more to it. It says, "Do you think dogs call other well-hung dogs five-legged?"
No, I don't know where you got that.
Oh, that's not me. That wasn't me.
That's just the question from.
That's just a good question.
He was like, "Do you think
right
other
here.
Dogs?"
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a five-legged dog? Yeah.
You no. think that's a furry?
This is the fifth time in a row.
I was just wondering.
He's not
time.
Joking.
No, he's
nah,
not joking
man,
at all.
I was just wondering. Like, I was just...
Brandon.
Are you a furry?
No, I'm not. No, I don't do no
yeah,
furry
this is
stuff,
the
man.
Fifth episode in a row he's
I'm just wondering, furry. Man, because we're talking about dogs and these. We're talking about, well, you know what? This is digging a hole.
Brandon, you're going to have to start sending your porn searches into the group chat, dude, because we need to keep an eye on you.
Well, guess what? You're not going to see anything. It's just going to be clear.
Why?
Why?
Because he uses VPN.
Oh, shit. What
Brandon's
is that?
Using the new DeepSeek AI to make furry porn.
Ooh.
For him.
What's VPN? No, I'm just, I don't know what that
nice
is. I like to know.
Yeah, actually, he's right. He is right. Oh, my gosh.
Dude. What, you know, VPN is just, it just changed your IP address, so.
Like people, incognito?
It looks like you're somewhere
else. It matches your location
else.
So that, like, it thinks that you're in, like, Illinois or something. So,
so you
when you're going
some.
To whatever furry website, it's not blocked because of Alabama legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what like, site do they have? Like, because, you know, like, you have, like, big, you know, like, big tick sites and you have big ass sites. What furry sites do they have and what are they called?
Rough and Rowdy, but R-U-F-F.
Yeah, is that what they're called?
I have no Brandy idea. I never, huh? never seen furries.
But if you did see one.
If you did,
what would be the website? Or would you just go to furry on Pornhub
maybe
or X-Video?
Maybe just Pornhub, right? I feel like they would have that on there.
And you just
video.
Type it in the search engine.
Yeah, it would just pop a problem.
That's like Wikipedia.
Is that like a BBT,
so start
Big
there.
Black Tail? Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe.
Big bushy tail.
You know where they put the tail?
Where?
In the ass.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. The not plug.
Saying. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, man. That's where they get their... Yeah, that's their plug.
And that's why he's plugging his furry porn.
Do you think they have double-ended ones?
Where they oh, no. Oh, no.
One tail with two ends? Like a medieval weapon.
Ooh, like Sonic the Hedgehog tails?
Yeah, like that.
All right. Where you fly around with the helicopter and shit? Yeah, that's what's up.
Do they have that?
Oh, I have no idea.
Dude, did you know Tails has a real name from Sonic?
Yeah, it's a pun on miles per hour.
I did not know
pun
that.
Pun on miles per hour.
His name is Miles Prower. Like miles per hour.
Ooh. I had no idea. I thought it was Tails.
I thought his name was Tails. I don't know. Because he has two tails, I guess.
Yeah, Brandon, he fly around.
And you liked that.
The video game.
You liked that. You liked that. So it imprinted on you at a young age.
No.
Brandon, no. It's 2025. You do not have to be ashamed of whatever the fuck you like.
I understand. I appreciate that, man. But furries, yeah. I just feel I'm like, if they want to do them, go do it.
Do you have a fascination?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. No. You know that. It's not saying you like it. You just are interested in them.
No, the craziest thing I ever liked when I was younger was the Miss Incredible from Incredibles.
That's not that crazy,
but
that's not crazy at all. That's completely
understandable. You said you like the Sonic games. Sonic is just like furry DBZ. They go Super Saiyan, dude.
Yeah, they do go Super Saiyan, but I like the music. I like the music and then the graphics and then the way it just makes me feel calm playing it.
So you like the way the game looks?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The characters and the way they look.
Oh, yeah, they look cool. It's a good game.
Okay.
Yeah, like I see, of course, nowadays advancements in the graphics are up and better. So.
What? That sounds a little suspicious, bro.
No, it's called more realistic, like God of War, man. You know, back in 2001, back in the gold days, man, back in the day, 2000.
The old
2001,
days.
The gold the day. Days.
I wasn't alive yet.
Everything good that happened.
Yeah, man, it was a year. But, they had Dreamcast and stuff, and, you know, then God of War on the first PlayStation looked different. Now he got the beard, looked like Conor McGregor almost.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it looks so realistic.
So could Kratos say nigga?
Yeah, he's voiced by a black man.
Yes, he can. Yes, yeah.
He's whiter than I am.
No, but his voice character is black.
He's not whiter than you are. That's the ash of his family.
Exactly.
And that's why he doesn't feel bad.
So it's about OJ? He can say it.
Oh, yeah.
The Chaos Blades.
He can't say nothing now.
Dude, they just came out with another OJ documentary.
Ooh, on Netflix.
Yeah, how many are we going to do?
They're squeezing it dry, dude.
Is squeezing it all the way. He's dead now. He clearly killed him. And he got away with it, but that's something we needed at the time.
I forgot he died, bro.
Yeah, he died.
I remember I forgot.
He was the best on Twitter. Hello, Twitter world.
Dude.
Shit.
Even if he did, which he probably did, even if he did kill those people, which he definitely did.
Yeah, he clearly killed them. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, that was fucked up. He is funny, though.
You're saying allegedly, like, he can still come
Naked
and get
Gun
you.
Was awesome.
Oh, dude.
Huh?
Naked Gun, that was a good movie.
Great movie.
Great movie.
He rushed for 2,000 yards in the season, brother.
Yeah.
And this is like on 15 games.
But I'm saying post-murder OJ was still fun.
Great guy.
He was probably a good hang.
Yeah. Oh, I bet he was the best hang.
He's like a good hang. Where he's like... Dude, that's so funny.
That's wild.
That's
as hell.
So funny, dude.
He's acting like he's stabbing the news reporter.
That's
crazy.
This might be a crazy statement, but since he definitely did kill those people, that would be as if like Hitler did an impression of like killing Jews.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the level of craziness that is at. Just completely mocking
that's,
the victim.
Wow. That's wow.
And then wrote a book if I did it.
My. Well, Hitler wrote a book.
Yeah. Mein Kampf.
How many?
We got to read that on.
Did Von Braun write a book?
I'm sure he wrote textbook.
UAH's fight song.
He'd probably be so disappointed that we got kicked out of the hockey league. We ain't got nothing to recruit these fucking German and Canadians.
We have no youth programs anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
Y'all play hockey? Y'all had hockey here?
Oh, hey, UAH had a big
UAH
hockey
had a big hockey program. They got kicked out of the conference, lost a team, then Bama got a team. And then we got the Havoc, the semi-pro guys.
Oh, yeah. I've been to the Havoc.
It's a fun
me too.
Time.
I love the Havoc.
Really fun.
Yeah.
I was backstage for them. I remember I used to do security sometimes and watch them go in and out. It was really cool.
I love the announcer for the Havoc games.
Oh, man, me
he
too.
He does a great job.
Very good.
Hey, Havoc.
Havocs. They're great. Fucking Tony the Type.
You know who that dude is? He's always at Lone Goose.
He's I thought it was Casio for a while.
Oh,
he's a
wow.
short black guy. And he talks like this.
Like Joe Swanson?
You can't. And he has a septum piercing.
He looks like whatever that thing that James McAvoy is in Chronicles of Narnia.
Mr. Tumnus?
Yes, he looks like that.
I know what you're talking about now.
He looks like the black version of that.
I didn't realize
he was
the announcer, dude.
He told us.
So you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Based off that description?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, I want to see
this. Anytime he sees comics at Lone Goose,
Mr. Tumnus?
Yeah, Mr. Tumnus.
Chronicles of Narnia, dude.
Tumnus, okay.
Yeah, dude, I swear to you, this is what he looks like.
Oh, yeah, just
to
let you know.
Black Mr. Tumnus.
Hell no.
That's gone.
Covered in tattoos, yeah.
Yeah. He's a sick guy.
He is. He's a real cool dude.
He's like Theo Von. Wow.
That looks like
the hell is he doing right there? I'm just thinking wrong here.
What are you thinking about?
I was just like, this is weird. Like,
he's almost like a furry. Half his body is fucking furriness.
That's crazy, yeah. And he got the tail. Mm-hmm. This is straight up furry right here.
Yeah. Does this do it for you?
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Would you
don't
prefer if the halves were the other way around?
Is his ass not fat enough? Is that
like fur top or fur bottom?
No, I'm not a furry guy. I just be like, yeah, if y'all want to go do it, go do it, man.
But you're an advocate. Furry.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do nothing. I would just be like, yeah, there you go. But if somebody like, you want to go up on this place and be like, advocate for the furries, I'd be like, I got nothing to say. Just do it. Like Nike. That's all I can say, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know nothing else about it. I heard they do parties and do crazy shit.
You heard they do parties.
Yeah, I've never heard anything about anything.
Do they meet up at like the local park, dog park?
That's a good question.
We got the dog bar at what used to be near Interstellar.
Woof woof.
Out right outside of.
There's a dog bar?
Yeah, I think it's the Rocket City Dog Bar. It used to be one of the places we would have a Tuesday open mic.
At the dog bar?
It wasn't the dog bar at the time. I can't remember what it was called back then.
Oh, I'm sorry, but there's nobody that goes there. Everybody who attends the dog bar and brings their dog is absolutely insufferable, and you know it, dude. Those are not people that you want to hang around, man.
Mm-mm.
He's like, I've been.
Drunk driving with dogs.
I've been twice.
You don't have a dog, man.
I don't have a dog. Hey, man,
you go to the dog bar without a dog. It's like going to a kid's soccer game and your kid isn't playing.
I got dog rows on a little leash. Like, hey, guys, my cat identifies as a dog. What about it? I don't know.
You bring your cat to the dog bar?
No, I don't. I have good beer, but I don't know.
That's a bad idea, man. Dude, they should make a cat like cafe.
They should.
That would be tight.
They would just run over everything, put fucking hair in the goddamn cups and shit.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get time for
cough
that.
Cough up a hair.
These motherfuckers don't listen.
What if you get all the hairless cats?
Ooh.
Mm. That's where I'll get just about any cat. I would have stolen some of the cats from Africa, but one of the Sphinx cats.
Ooh. Like
hairless?
A lion?
Mm. No. Oh. No, just like just a cat that lived on the camp.
Ian Exotic.
I was trying to get a French dark roast and yeah, no, that didn't work out. Dude, a deep ass. He sounded like he smoked fucking 2 packs a day.
You could be Ian Exotic, but one of those autistic dudes with all the fish that they breed, and they have like a $15,000 fish and like that little fish briefcase.
Oh wow!
You know, with a water tank with a handle. They like trade them.
Hell,
that's
no.
Like high level autism. I love watching these videos on Instagram of this guy who makes these really advanced terrariums.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what I'm talking about? Like the self-sufficient ones.
I know what a terrarium is. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm
what's
listening.
A terrarium? All
right. Are you talking about land, terrains or something? Like what?
Yeah.
You talking about for spiders and shit?
Yeah, animals.
Like ant farms?
Lizards and bugs and shit.
So
they
put all the right amount of stuff in there so it survives on its own.
Yeah, it would survive for a long ass time just running on itself.
That's cool.
But he makes different ones, and then he makes YouTube videos, and some of them are kind of fucked up. He's playing a war simulator, but in real life with animals. He's like, I released 50 spiders into this terrarium to see what would happen. Or I released one carnivorous lizard into this big ass terrarium to see how he would fuck shit up.
Did he?
Oh, dude. He goes crazy. I would love for that guy to collab with the guy that shoots the squirrels.
Oh my god.
Those two buddies.
Great shit.
I've seen that now that I think about it with the ants attacking each other.
What dude
and shit.
Shoots the squirrels?
Bro, he has a high powered air rifle with explosive pellets, and the chipmunks their whole body explodes.
My
he should do a Squid Games with the squirrels.
Oh man, they would all die.
The squirrel games.
Look at that.
He would shoot them regardless.
He's like, if everybody touches the if everybody ignores the peanut, then the games will stop.
Yeah. He gets off to that, probably.
My buddy's stepdad has a little .22 pistol that he got a silencer for, and he just uses it so that they live in Huntsville, so you're not supposed to, but he's just out doming every squirrel he sees.
Wow.
I think we need this guy on the podcast. And we need to make a collab video.
You need a bigger seat. He's a big dude. He's about built like fucking Ron Perlman if he was a 60-something-year-old dude.
Ron
Perlman. Like the dude.
Pat sat in that seat.
That's impressive.
I showed my coworker that video of the squirrels. I was just showing everybody there, and then one of my coworkers was like, "Yeah, man, I don't really like to see death." I was like,
"Lame." Like, you don't like to see death, but you work in the shitholes? Damn. Come on, man.
Well, look, dude, it's like, how do you not find it entertaining to see an animal's eyes pop out of their head at the same time?
Dude, it's literally Looney Tunes. Their fucking eyes pop out. Yeah. The big knot comes up.
And then the way they fall, they're like still holding on to something.
Oh, yeah. They like seize up and they're like clinging. And then he's just like, oh, he's still holding on, and shoots him again. He flies up.
Yeah.
When he killed the skunk, that one he shot in night vision, he shot it. Yeah, it's like dead. He shot it like three more times.
Yeah, I remember when I first showed them, I thought that they were going to think I was crazy, but apparently, no. Started a whole new thing.
Yeah, man, as long as they're squirrels and not like cats or something. Oh, yeah, you're not a psychopath.
Oh, so what's the biggest animal that they can go to before it's cool?
Well, he hit skunk and he hit raccoon.
Yeah, so
I think people are upset about raccoons because they're cute.
Mm. Yeah.
They have the little hands. And
they
stuff.
Are cute.
But they're going to try to like get a raccoon as a pet,
If he shoots a stray cat, there's going to be problems.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt, you can't shoot cats or dogs.
No, you can't shoot no dog.
I don't know about that. But I know people that have shot dogs. Like,
you just can't post it online.
Yeah, don't post it online.
Who the fuck's shooting dogs, dude?
Yeah, that's not good.
For what?
Yeah, like, just be a good American and pour antifreeze over the fence.
Dog down.
They like it. It smells sweet. They go drink it and they die.
Damn, man. Jesus.
How he knows this?
Wow, don't.
Somebody
stay away from my dogs.
For anything that happens.
It wasn't me, dude. Just somebody I know.
How much of this is Alex going to have to edit out because it sounds incriminating about things that me and JJ might have done or do in the future?
Yeah. Dude, we can just give antifreeze. Material. Look, I just put it over there. I didn't make him drink it.
Yeah, that's true.
That's fucked up. At least, like...
You can lead a dog to antifreeze, but you can't make it drink.
Have some, like, fruit ferment or some shit, and then just put it outside. So, at least, like a drunk squirrel, like, at least it gets to go out having a good time.
Wow.
You guys shouldn't kill dogs. Cats, I don't really care about.
I think you should be able to kill any animal if you eat it.
Oh, man. I wouldn't kill an animal.
You wouldn't kill an animal?
Nah, man. So you wouldn't go, I mean, you wouldn't unless go if I had to.
No, I'm saying you're going hunting for a deer. You wouldn't kill a deer?
Nah, not for fun, because why?
You eat? No, you're not for fun.
We know why Brandon is some of the best jerky. What?
Because he thinks the deer is sexy, because he kept calling the deer sexy. He admitted that he was calling the deer sexy.
Back to the furries,
I almost got my ass whooped by a deer.
So you, but I'm saying, you're eating this animal. Just like you just ate sausage and chicken out there.
Yeah, it's already cooked, though.
But you still, I mean, it had to die.
I know, but I'm like, as long as I mean, if I have to kill it, I'm going to eat. I'm hungry.
Mm-hmm. Everything's going to die.
Yeah, I know.
You got to eat it.
Yeah, I know. If it's there, I'm going to eat it.
And the overpopulation, like, you don't want to get... You or somebody in your family get hit by a deer and then mess up their whole car.
Oh, I would shoot that deer up.
But you got to do it before it gets to that point. That's why they have hunting season, so you can knock the population down. Plus, you get meat. You can chop up a deer, have it in the freezer. Deer jerky.
That's
is
some
shit.
Of the best
deer
shit.
Summer sausage, man.
You know, sad news though. That you remember that deer that almost whooped my ass and stared me down?
Mm-hmm.
He died. I was driving, and I saw him in the ditch.
How do you know it was the same one?
Well, because it was the same area.
I know his fine ass. I know his fine ass anywhere. Also, I like how you're like, the deer was going to beat me up. And I was like, oh, it's so hot.
He just rode by. That's bucked up.
Everybody like leaving like, nah, man, let's see what these horns could do. Nah, man, no. But, he's dead.
The deer was horny. You were horny.
Sadly, I saw him in the ditch, man. He was right in that same area. I was like, okay, that sucks.
Damn, let's say a prayer for him. Come on.
All right. Who's doing it? Me?
You, yeah, of course.
All right, dear. It's sad that you went out that way, man. Mm. You came in this world flying. Looked like you were going to make me go flying. But in reality, you ended up going flying. And now you're dead. You now made your wife a widow. Your two kids, who knows how they're going to turn out, because now they don't have a father. And what is she going to tell him? What is she going to tell him? Like, he went on some little mission or something, and then he looked at the birth certificate, realized that he actually legally doesn't have a father. That's fucked up shit. But you know what? He has to keep on moving on and try to do what he can. Now he's in school, and he's trying to be a comedian and also, like, fight fire and stuff. But he could do it. And that's all I'm going to say. So there we go.
Amen.
Amen to that deer. Amen. And fly high. All right.
That was oddly specific.
Yeah, very. That's just, I don't know. It's just scenario, man. I don't know.
That's just a little something you thunk up right there. Yeah,
just a little something.
That's not a deep dive you did on a future guest. It's like, so I hear.
Yeah. All right. Let's change it.
So we're both vets, right?
Yeah.
You bring us something?
Yeah, well, we got some MREs that I got in this
bag.
Oh, yeah. That's like Jake the Snake's
bag. We got to taste the entree. But you got to look.
I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat.
Hell yeah!
I'll just grab one out of the bag for.
You know which one I chose.
I do not know which one you chose.
As long as there's no potatoes. Beans, man.
Oh well, this
chili with beans.
Chicken chunks, white cooked.
Give it to JJ.
That, hell yeah! That, you know
menu
that, that's
five.
Just,
it's a learning
meal ready to warfighter recommended, warfighter tested, warfighter approved.
Chili Mac.
Let me get that. Chili Mac, baby.
Flawless rash. Oh, flameless.
What's that?
Can I open this?
Hash brown potatoes.
Oh, dude, I can't do potatoes.
No. Oh, you got a different
potatoes.
One?
Potatoes.
You want this one, Brandon?
No, I want to see the other one he has. I feel like this.
You got really excited, baby.
I want hash brown potatoes.
Oh, look at that. Oh,
that's
fuck
good.
With
that's
that.
Good. This is that's actually good.
Oh, I'm excited. Dude, I've always wanted to eat MRE. Awesome.
Can we open these for real?
Yeah, y'all can have them.
Dude, I'm so excited.
You ain't going to eat one?
Damn.
Yo, did you watch those videos of that dude that would eat the rancid ones from like World War II in like 1911?
No.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, man.
Damn.
Vegetable crumb pasta and taco styles.
Peelable seal.
This is where we're all going to struggle, yeah.
Damn, there's a lot of stuff in here, man.
Yeah, dude, it's supposed to. They say it's supposed to last you a whole day.
Oh, what the fuck? Raisins?
He got the bullshit.
What?
Yours sucks, dude. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Raisins?
I got an applesauce cake. That's new.
Yeah. That's probably. It is a cake for good.
Oh, look what I got, though, dude. Skittles.
The fuck?
What? Sour Skittles, man.
Oh, damn.
We get good
shit. I got fucking raisins. Damn,
yeah, bro. Dude, you kind of got a shit one. I'm sorry.
Dude, what? Carbohydrate, nails, electrolyte? Got, is this Gatorade?
It's Gatorade.
With my what?
With your thumb.
Stab it right here?
Mm-hmm.
I got just the front. Caffeinated applesauce.
My nails, too. I
got
to cut my
we
nails.
We got buffalo
vanilla
style
cappuccino.
Sauce.
Ooh, beef snack. Dude, this is the fucking best, man.
This is crazy.
Ooh, that's hot sauce in there.
First strike.
Oh, dude,
nutritious
that shit's
energy
good.
Bar?
Yeah, first strike. I don't know about
Twizzlers.
Cheese spread. Anybody got jalapeno cheese spread? Bread.
cracker.
That industrial brown spoon.
There we go. We got that.
Yep.
Hell yeah. Orange juice flavored. No fruit juices. Kool-Aid.
Vegetable tacos.
Oh, we got cheese spread with jalapenos.
Who want?
Jalapeno cashews.
You want to tell people what this feels like? Oh, you got the Reese's?
You want to try? Why is this one bar of sour still? Is this how they all come?
No.
I don't know how old these are. I got these before.
This one is on its cycle right now, dude.
Oatmeal chocolate chunk cookie. That's pretty good.
Double chunk chocolate.
Chocolate chunk cookie. Sorry, your aunt died.
Yo, what is it?
Chucky
is this gum?
Butter?
No, why am I tasting blood?
You get gum?
It's not a laxative gum. Some people.
Laxative.
I see blood.
Brandon hurt himself opening.
Sorry, I bit myself a little bit.
Oh,
sorry.
Are you all right, man?
Nah, man, I'm good.
We got tortillas.
All right, let's see.
Plastic
you got
bag.
So
all right,
what
I got
you, when you're
stuff.
In there, you trade. So get you.
Is this
I gave
hot
you,
cocoa?
Yeah, probably.
You
like,
probably got something in there. Let me get the Reese's, man.
Dude,
did we trade?
No,
bro. Bro, we traded. You already said you wanted.
Hey, who wants strawberry jam?
No.
I'll trade you this.
Oh, dude, please.
Yeah, I give it to him.
Okay.
You want the Twizzlers?
Hold on, I didn't get anything for
dude,
this.
Dude, I don't like Twizzlers.
You can trade mine.
All right, what do you want, dude?
I want the Reese's.
No, man.
What's that right there?
Cheese jalapeno spread.
Oh, trade me that.
Yeah,
jalapeno.
You can have that, dude.
Jalapeno, give me that. I get some jelly.
I
want to
try some of the army stuff, man.
Yeah, you can have my cheese spread.
Should I eat this first strike bar?
Yeah, try.
Yeah, it's good.
I feel like this is not.
No, dude,
gonna
I
be
love
good.
The first strike bars.
Who wants the rice and beans?
It does not look good.
That's
you
good, wanna... dude. No, it's good.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, okay. You got to taste your whole meal.
Oh, there's a little heater in there that says like fill it with some water and then put it against a rock or something.
Yeah,
but it's still
we don't
probably
have time.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just eat it. We'll
just eat it. Not gonna heat that shit up the way you want.
It'll get a good hot enough though.
Yeah.
To where it ain't. I don't like eating the cold, but
it tastes like a Christmas village.
So here,
I gotta cut my nails, bro. Shit.
Okay, beef snack. It tastes like tree bark, but you know.
See what is this?
Shit jerky.
Is this beef jerky?
Cran apple Ranger bar.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Nice. I forgot how bad this was.
Yeah, it's not good. Mm. The French MREs had a bunch of like canned meat, like potted meat shit. There was no wine in there. That was kind of disappointing.
This is actually a good thing.
What was that one?
This is a Cran Apple Ranger bar.
Crazy how that smells like. That tastes like nothing, dude.
Taste the beef jerky.
What? Oh, I still eat it. Keep it over there. Thank you. All right, which one did you bite off of it or rip it?
I ripped it.
Okay. I realize I'm just fucking sucking down applesauce like a fucking idiot. Well,
you know, that's kind of your people's thing, man.
You getting into your main dish yet? Or are we still doing snacks?
Is there going to be liquid in this chicken chunks thing,
yes,
dude?
100%.
That's good.
How do you heat it up?
You take this right here. All right, so you take the green bag.
Wait, where'd you... I didn't have a green bag.
Yeah, you do. Everybody has one.
It's in there. It has instructions that says...
You tear it off.
Oh, you got to put nigga rock and stuff.
There's no green bag in there?
I don't think I got a green bag, bro.
Yeah, you can have
one. I got a green bag, yeah.
I don't got no water, though.
See what these ribs.
So you take it, and then you put water in here. Damn, Brandon, can you get out of there easy?
Yeah.
Can you get out of there? Can you grab us the water?
Yeah, it does.
Show them how it works. You don't over, you got to fill it to right here, and then a chemical reaction is going to happen. This is good for you, the chemicals.
Okay.
And then it heats it up, and you put it in here, like, you'll put this in there after that. Watch.
I've never seen a fucking diagram that looks like it. It says rock or something.
Yes. Well, yeah, that's exactly what you need. Rock or something.
But that's so vague, dude. Rock or something.
Like, there's a place, like, did you go to NTC?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, like you're out in like near Death Valley and there's plenty of rocks. Church. So you just open up a bag and then put it there against a rock or something.
You guys want some Reese's Pieces, man?
Hell yeah. I get that taste of that fucking beef jerky out of my mouth.
Shit, I'm gonna fill my ass.
Right. Oh shit.
It's crazy that you can buy these.
So look. Here, JJ, what?
I'm excited.
So you just take water and you fill it up just a little bit. So I overfilled mine. That's so it's just a tad bit. Here you go.
So you just fill it up to that top line or that bottom
line? This one that says don't overfill. And then you'll start feeling something happen.
The one on the top or the bottom, though?
The bottom.
Bottom. Like,
And you kind of
put
break
it in
down.
There. And then it's going to heat up.
Then you put the...
You put the whole thing in there?
Oh!
Oh, no. You okay, man?
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, shit. Thanks, I thought Brandon. It started burning on you or something. No, I like the chemicals.
I cut my fuck... I'm talking shit about you, Brandon. I cut the shit
man,
out of
we
my
both.
Tongue.
Hey, we both got hurt, but it's worth it. This is good shit.
Is it good?
I'm finna try my rib. I'm just getting the barbecue
You
got to
get the water. You
got
to get the water.
Ribs?
Oh, I got to heat it. Yes, I did, man.
Oh, you don't need to heat that.
He got like a...
Shit, it's good. Look at this. Look at that.
Yeah, barbecue rib.
Oh, I think I overfilled it.
Yo,
You're fine.
Look at how it rises, man.
And you just set it
rises up like me on a good day.
And then just put this whole thing in there?
Yeah, put that in there, fold it, and then...
Where the barbecue?
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, you need the barbecue sauce.
Brandon,
there, yeah.
You ready for the Battle of Beijing, dude?
Yeah, let's see that Beijing battle.
Well, not this.
Hook it up. Ooh.
Damn.
I'm ready
you
to see
You got gum in here, and you checked your packet, too?
Oh, that
You got all kind of giblets in there, dude. What we got? We got matches.
Dang, dude.
See how this is. Oh,
wow. Sometimes you get hot sauce or, like, instant coffee.
Instant coffee right there.
So you just fold it like this and lean it up against a rock or something?
Or just put it on the side of your chair.
It's not bad.
Not bad, right?
Not bad at all.
It kind of tastes like a McRib.
It actually does, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Moist towelette.
McDonald's, what's going on?
Hell yeah. Sugar. And cream.
What's all this stuff in here, man?
Yeah, that's your packet. That's
I got lemonade.
Ooh, I'm excited.
You got lemonade.
And I got a water right there, dude. I'm about to drink some of this.
I like how Ian's not fucking around.
No, not at all.
He ate that.
What is this right here? It says Lighthouse.
Vegetarian taco style pasta.
Vegetarian ones are surprisingly good. What's that?
It says Lighthouse, and then when I open it,
that's just
tissue. It's just. I thought this was like a marshmallow. I was like, like I was so excited.
Let's try this applesauce.
Ooh,
cake.
A beverage packet, base raspberry. Mm. Ooh, can I see that water? I want to pour this in some water and say it.
Hell yeah, Brandon.
Dude, this. yeah.
All this right. was actually all a recruiting Whew. Pitch from the Alabama Army National Guard. Yeah. If y'all want these for free,
damn, I got
1 week in the month, 2 weeks out of the summer.
Not bad.
Yeah,
that's
what
not
is,
bad.
What
that,
is that?
This is applesauce cake.
Applesauce cake?
TFF. I don't know what that
means. Sounds terrible.
Not bad, actually.
Man, let me try this. Ooh, I'm excited for this raspberry.
Raspberry beret.
So, last time I was at ATC.
Oh, it is good.
I would take my, the trash bag of from the MRE, and I would, take that and put that in my helmet, and that would be my pillow while I'm sleeping on the hood of like a Humvee. I'll take this bag, fill it with like all my trash. And then I'll put that in my Kevlar, in my ACH, my Army helmet, and I'd like, I was out with I was supposed to be like the sidekicks for one of the SF teams. And I was role playing as like the local army, and I would just sleep on top of a Humvee, and I'd have like my sleeping bag and then Kevlar with a empty MRE, put a bunch of trash in it as a pillow. It makes a better pillow than it does a meal.
Cranberry what ginger is this, bar. Bro? Cranberry.
I don't know.
Oh, cranberry.
That.
Cran apple ranger bar.
Is your shit heating up?
No, I just felt it.
It didn't heat up.
It's cold.
Here, look, see, because you're a rookie, Duck. Feel that. Feel the bottom of it? That's how it should feel.
Damn, this is hot.
Good. Is it good?
Mm-hmm. Maybe mine is.
Very.
So you feel
you feel that heat. Oh, yeah, that's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot as fuck.
So it gets real hot. It will get, like, you got to lay it down and get it just right if you want the full thing. Yeah. But,
Yeah, mine's not warm at all. Mine's cold as fuck.
Yeah, sometimes they just don't work.
Oh. Yeah.
Again, I don't know. These are at least a year old.
I got these
like before Mo when I was in Anniston.
Not bad. I saw the dude eating them from 1943 and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're meant for. Now it looks like I peed myself.
Say that's Santa Fe rice.
They have an insane shelf life.
Like what is that? Like 15? 15 years. I mean, this one had to be old because the Skittles were like a bar.
Yeah.
They turned into a bar of candy.
We had like a...
If any of you guys want some raisins,
here take what? It's just raisins, dude.
Yeah, dude, but they're... I don't even like regular rate.
Taste it. Didn't it look like Pat?
Yeah, like, he does look like the raisin from 1990.
he
remember those raisins that would be singing?
California raisin.
That's how they sound.
Yeah, you're fucking that up, dude.
Let's try this rice.
Yeah, dude, this is dinner. Oh, wait. This is second dinner.
Damn, this is what you guys have to eat every day?
No, not every day.
If they don't have hot meals.
I can...
What most people do, you get all the ones that you know what is in. So, you know, like yours I would get because I wanted the Reese's, and then I would get the rib because I like the rib, whatever, and then you just mix those up and eat them like that.
There was one time when I was in Baghdad.
You get multiple?
Yeah.
One of my kids from Vegas, it was her birthday. So me and another dude went down to the basement where we had, like, a whole hallway of MREs against the wall. And we looked for one when we knew that it was, like, a lemon pound cake or something.
Mm-hmm.
Opened that bag, grabbed it, got some paper clips, and we, like, made a little... It was, like, this shitty deployment birthday cake.
That's good stuff. You need something. Mm-hmm. You need something to keep you going over there.
This is kind of fire, dude.
What's that?
Tortillas.
You rip me a piece of that off?
So white.
Nothing on it. You pass that to Brandon.
This white flour tortilla.
Dude. That's what I need. Hold up.
Yeah.
But how the fuck do they give you this and raisins?
If you want that for the...
Ooh, dude, I really want to try
random
that.
Shit yeah. they throw in there.
And you can put the... See, what you should put is the jalapeno, though. Cheese or jelly.
Oh, no, I'm good on jelly.
Brandon, I got some buffalo sauce if you want it.
No, nah, that's good, man. I don't want to mess this up.
I got chunky peanut butter if anyone wants it.
Hey, I'll take that.
You got peanut butter?
Yeah, it's chunky peanut butter.
You know, I got peanut butter, too.
Well, fuck you, Brandon. Let me...
This is how it starts.
What's your favorite thing out of there so far?
The tortilla.
I'd say the rice and that drink.
You like the rice
but
and beans?
But hold on. The crackers might change everything.
Mm. Oh, and we will.
Wow, these are actually very good.
I cannot believe you like the crackers, dude.
The peanut butter tortilla is pretty fire, dude.
Dude, this is good as hell.
Are you guys fucking with it?
Wait, Brandon, don't you have strawberry jam over there?
Dude, what, you want that?
Dude, yes, please,
dude,
I can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Hold on, man. Make some peanut butter. Where?
Well.
Hold on. It's lost in the void. Let me find it.
Please, Brandon.
JJ, I know the, like, Army National Guard recruiter. He emails me trying to recruit me. If you want these, we
Ian,
can set you up.
What commission are you getting paid for this?
Peanut butter, cheese.
Are you a recruiter?
Fuck no, dude.
Did you find the jam?
Hold up. I
think you gave it to me.
Oh, yeah, I gave it away. Yeah, man.
Don't, please.
Dude, I got wheat bread over here. Let me try that bread.
Salsa.
Now, the wheat bread is rough. You see, but you like the crackers, so you might like the bread.
Let me see.
None of that shit.
Let me try that bread.
Chili Mac, baby. You see that? Y'all see that?
This is phenomenal, dude.
The bread is nice and sweet.
Some more crackers for anyone that wants to crack.
And they give you red pepper to put in the stuff.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Spice it up.
I got some hot sauce.
Where's the peanut butter at? That would be nice.
It's not like real hot sauce. They called it salsa, but.
Picante.
Do you want some bread?
Ooh, chili lime flavored salsa.
I don't like the way this jam's coming out in one piece.
It's all super processed.
That's the way it stays good for long.
Yeah.
Not bad.
It looks a lot worse than it tastes.
Okay, let's rip this open a little bit.
Some of the stuff's not bad.
Yeah, the bread is nice and sweet.
A first strike bar is always good.
See, I'm not a big first strike guy.
The jelly just fell out in one piece on my sandwich, bro. See, this just proves no matter where I am in the world, I'll find a way to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, dude.
Oh. So you guys, I'd say you guys giving it a glowing review for your first MRE.
Things were looking bleak at first, dude.
Let's go for the Skittles.
This really brought it back.
The tortilla and the jelly and peanut. You would kill in the field because I would trade that away every time.
This would be all I want. I would give everybody else everything besides this and the candy.
Oh, man.
If you eat these for, like, 2 weeks straight when you're at, like, a long field exercise, it will clog you up.
Oh, yeah, you can't shit. if you're on an MRE, like, diet, oh, yeah, you're not shitting.
How much does one of these cost?
It's like eight bucks.
$8, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind
of
pricey.
You can go order, like, a box of them for probably a slightly better price, but...
Yeah. And you can have them in your, like, getaway room when the police, you know, find you. Mm. Or, you know, the world ends. People have bunkers. Dude, I love that shit. Looking up fucking expensive-ass bunkers. Like, how would you set yours up? Like, if you had a bunker, you got to remember, like, the world's going to end. You have to get there within 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
How many people is it facilitating? Who are you taking? Are you thinking about the future?
No.
Are you thinking about mating? You know?
No, dude.
Because you don't want to be down there with a bunch of hard legs.
Yeah.
What is a hard leg?
Dudes.
Stubborn. Oh. Yeah.
What are you about to say?
I thought you were just going to say stubborn people.
Yeah.
People going, you're just looking like, damn, bro.
Bitches that won't give it up.
Oh, no.
Ah. Brendan and like is like the petting zoo is gonna be right there.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's about to kill Ian over
here. Ginger said, don't go into the apocalypse single.
Dude, the last thing I want in my bunker is a mouthy broad. Ain't that right, bro?
The only thing worse than Hinge is dating after the fucking government collapses. All right.
No, for real, dude. Do you know how bad... I mean, that's not... As a dude, your mind's still going to be there in a post-apocalyptic world.
Yeah, gotcha.
I'm still getting pussy, yeah. Dude. It has to happen.
Without a doubt. And at that time, your primal instincts come in. You got to, like, mate for the future.
Yeah.
You'll probably be shredded, too, since you're not, can't eat anything,
hell
really.
Yeah. Yeah. And anything you eat, you got to work for, so you have the muscles on you.
And all the white people are just so pale, so pale. They're like ghosts walking around.
We have a vitamin D deficiency because we just... don't have anything, and we haven't seen the sun. Yeah,
yeah. I'd be in the bunker with my wife fighting off like radioactive centipedes. You know.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're gonna get in.
They will.
They will get in that bitch.
What?
And what the fuck are you gonna do when they come in there? It's gonna be like that game that they used to play in the '80s called Galacta, I think, or whatever.
What is it called?
What they call it? Galactic?
Galaga.
Galaga. Yeah. Galaga. You remember that big centipede with the balls and shit?
Dude, that's in space.
Then what's the thing with the big centipede?
Centipede?
Yeah, there was like a game with...
I think it's called Centipede, dude.
Oh, then Centipede, yeah. Just like Centipede.
Why do you say they're going to get in?
Well, because it's like, I feel like over time, because, you know, once you're in this bunker, kind of like in Fallout, what if let's say that something happens to the bunker where the bunker ages and has a little malfunction, and there's like a little hole that it gets through after, because the bomb comes down and boom. Of course, bomb didn't kill you.
But one big crack.
It cracked the foundation a little bit.
Yes, it cracked the foundation. And then, you know, you get friends in there that you don't want, which is called centipedes. And then sometimes you'll get like, because like radiation, if you get, I don't know, it hasn't made any super people, but if you get something like that, you have people looking like Alien versus Predator in that bitch.
So you're saying a centipede where it's going to mutate.
Oh, yeah.
And then become a foe of yours, and you have to fight them.
Oh, I don't know why you... This
and
is
that's
no
when you have to figure it out.
What?
It's going to happen.
Well, hopefully we're dead by then and old and gray, and I'm 150 like I want to be.
Brendan, if you know...
150?
Dude, my thing is like... The older we get, you realize, like, in 1930, that the normal age is probably, like, what, 50?
Bro, I don't
want
to, like, my grandpa is 97. I don't want to be anywhere near that old.
No. Well, I mean, if I'm crippled and can't walk or talk, and I can't move.
If you can't beat your meat.
Yeah, man. That's it right there. If you can't do that.
That's when it's over.
That's when you got to hang in the towel.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I can't even, he's not even looking at me, no. He's not even riding up anymore. What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
He's gone.
Well,
it's like a fucking centipede down there that won't go up.
It's a tragedy every day.
Leave life early. Once again, the Alabama Army National Guard.
I'm good.
I swear I'm not a recruiter, but I will help you plug it.
I like living.
And
I would love having Brandon as a soldier. That would have been the best. I wouldn't even make you do... I would only make you do things because I would have to have you around me. You know what I mean? He would just be like, every time I'm doing something, he would come.
Brandon, hold my stuff.
No, I get you out of the shit. Because you're with me.
That's
what's... You know what I'm saying? I'm not sweeping. Hey, hell no. I make him sweep.
Respect.
The whites.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Hey, man, yeah.
We had a dude when I was in Iraq, in Kuwait. He was this white guy from... I don't know where the fuck he was from. I know he ended up at Campbell because it went active. Named Sefton. He was this white dude built like a fucking like silverback gorilla.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have like some autism. He was the entire spectrum. But he was one of those supply guys that he's like, you know those big Air Force pallets?
Yeah.
He's like one arm in it. Just flinging shit around. Yeah, no. Dude was insane.
This shit is fucking
so
crazy. It's bigger than it's way bigger than that mattress, and it's metal.
Yeah.
You can't one arm that.
He's like picking it up and then he's just like flinging it around. He almost hit one of my dudes with it one day and we had to like tell my guy, hey, calm down. Remember, it's Sefton. He's the R word.
Oh. Hey, we all know what that is.
What is it?
We'll say it together on three, everybody. Go one, on. Two, three, retard.
Replay.
Replay. there.
Yeah, no, he was a good dude, but he definitely, like, you could con him into anything. I remember I saw him at when I was heading back from Baghdad to Arif John in Kuwait. I saw him at, like, one of the Iraqi airfields. Like, Sefton, what the fuck are you doing? He was like, oh, man, they just sent me out here. I was like, dude, what? He's like, I don't fucking know.
Yeah, just go with the flow.
Yeah.
All right, Ian. You see, just put the ghostly Muhammad Ali back. Hey, thank you for bringing the MREs, coming over, chilling.
Hell yeah.
Appreciate it.
Anything that you got to say, anything, any shows, any dates, anything you want to promote, say it into this camera, one of these over here.
We got, me and you both got Comics Against Humanity at Atomic Johnny.
Shout out, Jonah.
Hell yeah.
In Gadsden next month. And as of right now, that's really it. Yeah.
Hell
Thank
yeah.
Thanks for having me.
What's your Instagram?
Ian from Fat Camp. You can find me anywhere as Ian from Fat Camp.
All right, man. All right. Appreciate you, man.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, man. Scrappy Doo.